You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Real Short Box. My name is Kevin, and I'm here with my co-hosts and co-conspirators. We have Donald,
hi,
the Deliverer. We have the Sensational One.
Yo.
We have the man with the hands, the carpentry man himself, Evan. And of course, we have the man who drops bars like no other in Southern California, the urban lyricist himself, Big Sal.
Yeah, what?
Big Sal's that annoying guy at the gym, yeah. Always dropping the weights.
Yeah, dropping fat beats.
And I also scream Arnold like Lou Ferrigno.
Fucking Sal, I stepped in your fat beats again. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
There was nothing else. No. That went fucking quiet.
Wow.
Too fast.
Wow.
You sons of bitches.
That was a commentary on your joke.
I know. It was terrible. I get it. I didn't like it either.
Gentlemen, is the topic today a topic that annoys us in some ways?
It is. We're talking about Kevin.
Wow.
Myself.
Wow.
We are actually talking about annoying characters, right? In comics. Comic books, characters that we just don't like. Now, they could have been something in some other media, shape, or form originally, but once they hit the printed page, the printed page, whether we liked them or not, you know, why is that? Did we like them if they were on, like, for example, if it was a cartoon, and we liked the cartoon, but not the show, or the comic, or what? You know, like, what is it about these characters that annoy us? So, let's get started on this. I'm going to go ahead and throw it into Evan's, the ball into Evan's court and see what he has to say.
Well, you know, there's a lot of comic book characters that I kind of mildly dislike.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say that Arm Fall Off Boy.
That's a good one.
You don't like Arm Fall Off Boy? Is it because of the movie?
It is not because of the movie. In fact, I enjoyed Arm Fall Off Boy in the movie.
Okay.
Quite immense.
He was called in the movie, he was what, the TDK?
Yes. Yeah, TDK? Something TDK.
Yeah, right. Something like that. Yeah. And that was played by Nathan Fillion. Yes. And that was in the second Suicide Squad. Right. The far superior Suicide Squad.
It was
Squad
the best film. Suicide Squad.
Oh, absolutely. My God. Like, it couldn't have been more perfect. Like, so when the first Suicide Squad hit, I was so disappointed. Like, I thought it was going to be great. Came out right around my birthday. I was like, this is going to be amazing.
Until it wasn't.
I was all in. First half of it, I'm like, oh, this is fun. And then it just went fucking downhill. It took a shit on me.
Yeah.
And by the end, I was like, no. So then the second one, I was like, okay. Coming out around the same time again. How often do we get redeemed like this, right? Right around my birthday. I was like, okay, I'm going in. Beautiful fucking film.
Turned into an epic adventure.
Epic adventure. Yeah. It's just fun on a bun.
And Arm Fall Off Boy's death in that movie was fucking hilarious. In my
pretty
opinion.
Pretty spectacular.
I loved it.
Yeah.
So,
just so you know, but Fall Out Boy is my favorite emo punk band from the early 2000s.
I think it's Fall Out Boy. Yes.
No, our Fall Out Boy.
Oh. Okay.
No, that's a different group.
Oh, is it?
The other.
Okay, the other Fall Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And they weren't as famous, but you know, keeping it underground. They're keeping it real.
Fair enough. Big Sal, who do you got?
Totally.
I'm going to have to say Bullseye.
Bullseye?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
I didn't like how the only
isn't
reason
that like one of your favorites?
Yeah.
I like him in the comic.
He's just gonna fight.
Fighting words.
Yeah.
Wait.
I like him in the comic.
He got some boxing gloves.
But when I saw him in the movie,
yeah.
Oh, yeah,
from Colin Farrell.
Oh,
well, I was better. Like,
yeah. Well, what about the Daredevil season 3?
That was good.
Okay.
I'm talking about Colin Farrell himself.
Oh, himself.
You know? And not only that, like it's not like he cannot act. It was the direction,
the script.
They told him to do Bullseye, because if in the comic books, Bullseye is like, he outsmarts, you know, Daredevil sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. And he's super cunning. And not only that, like, he says so much powerful shit to Daredevil that I wish they could have just transferred that into live action. And Colin Farrell's, like I said, right. he could act. He could act his ass off because he did a great Penguin. He's been in a lot of movies that, like, I'm like, dude, this fool could do it. But the direction they gave him for Bullseye in the movie was that annoyed me way too much.
Victim of the bad writing.
Yeah. And that's what it was. But like I said, like for Bullseye in the comic book, I watched that.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's okay. You get a pass. So.
Thanks. Yeah. We can go outside later.
Yeah, you guys can fight later. That makes sense. Kevin, what about you? You've got somebody I'm sure that you hate.
Well, Donald. Going back to the 90s, I was not a fan of the character Jubilee on the X-Men. I feel like she seemed very useless.
What the fuck? I agree. Racist.
How about being racist?
Wow.
That's nothing to do with her ethnicity.
No, are you sure about that?
It does. It's just like her powers. Like, what's the point? Like, if fireworks, what's that supposed to do?
Agreed. Mildly annoying.
What movie was she in?
Have you ever seen people that suffered from like firework explosions and how their face looks? That's some damaging shit. She has the ability to set off bombs, dude.
Well, it didn't seem that way, especially watching the X-Men, the animated series.
Boom. Let's get it.
Get him out of here with Boom Boom.
I'm telling you.
What a stupid name.
Now, later on, I heard in the comics they redeveloped her character and she became like a vampire.
Fucking vampire, like that. Yeah.
That's different. But I'm talking about the 90s. I'm talking about the 90s original incarnation. Yeah.
She should have like three or four kids, right? They made
her a vampire?
I don't know about that, but...
When?
Oh, okay.
I think around like the mid-2000s or something.
Yeah, they made her a vampire for sure. Huh. Like, totally. Yeah, I don't know if that stopped. If she's unvampired or not.
Unvampired.
One would hope.
I don't know. Either way, it sucks.
But seriously, could you take someone seriously? You know, the fireworks just come out of their hands.
If it's in my eyes, yes.
I mean,
but it wasn't deadly. It was just like, at best, a nice distraction.
It's only a mildly better power than Dazzler.
I mean, she did destroy some Sentinels.
Dazzler actually has a very uniquely strong power. She's like an Omega level mutant. She could be, easily.
Mm. She shoots them too.
Any type of noise she can take and use and internalize that and use it as a weapon against you.
Like Banshee?
So basically, it's like a quiet place, but with Dazzler instead of those creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like searching around, and then somebody make, hey, oh, shh. And then she hears it, and boom, transforms it, and pa, you're fucked.
Oh, or you're just like, oh, that was bright.
I can't see now.
She got hot breath.
When this wears off.
Yeah, when this wears off in 3 to 4 hours, I'm going to be pissed, lady. Yeah, blinded.
Just give me 10 minutes to focus.
Yeah. So how dare you not like Jubilee? How dare you, sir?
The original incarnation.
Wow.
Well, that's all right. I agree with you.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I don't like the Power Rangers in any form.
Wow, that is messed up. You have been disrespecting millions of people.
I take it back. The one thing I did like was I liked the first original Power Rangers movie.
Really?
Yeah, with the Captain Ooze or whatever his name was.
Captain Ooze.
Whatever his ridiculous name was. I enjoyed that because it was just so stupid. I was like, I can't believe this got made. And I laughed all the way through just at how dumb it was. So it was
dumb.
They did such a bad job that it entertained me, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But they've never been able to recapture that.
It was Ivan Ooze.
Yeah, close Ooze. Enough. Like everything else to me just kind of blew chunks, you know? Yeah. Yeah, he's cool looking.
I would also agree. I dislike the Power Rangers pretty heavily.
Did anybody joke around about that?
I think part of it was I was too old for it at that time.
Agreed.
Like I just aged out of it, and they had these putties, which are dudes in costumes with plastic masks on and leotards or whatever.
Well, it was just a lamer Voltron.
Yeah, and the rubber costume.
The hentai concept.
It was a really bad Godzilla mixed with Voltron.
Well, I'm sorry. Sentai. I'm sorry. I always keep that confused. Sentai concept.
Sentai.
The Sentai concept.
Did you know that the Power Rangers was in Japan first, and what they did in America,
just like Voltron,
was that they took the, you know, when they're in the costume, they took that footage,
edit it,
and then they edited it, which,
and dumb it down a little bit.
They did dumb it down.
Yeah.
But the only cool thing about it, about what I liked about the Power Rangers, was when the Megazord would come out and they would fight the monster. That's like, I know that's straight out of like Godzilla, like just straight because jacking there's a little
that. Nostalgia in
that. Yeah, for sure. But, you know.
But I have to say, that you were a little too old for it,
uh-huh.
I know a certain comic book shop owner. That was already high school when it came out.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
He would have been what?
He probably was like 26
years older. So yeah, he would have been 20 something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 20 or 22. Been probably so when it came out.
I was 12.
Yeah, I think it was about that.
It's like I was too old for Pokemon, but and I you know, grew up watching Pokemon. Transformers, mm-hmm. you know, Ninja Turtles, all those great 90 cartoons, you know, and then Pokemon comes out, I'm like, So wait a minute. So a kid goes out in the world and captures.
It's actually the game. The Game Boy game was actually quite fun.
Yeah.
If you like,
I had the blue version.
Very yeah. Zelda-esque.
Yes.
Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
I will say though about going back to Power Rangers real quick. There was a couple years ago. I remember seeing like a trailer for a like an adult rated. I don't know, PG-13,
oh, yeah,
rated
yeah.
R,
yeah.
Power mm-hmm. Rangers movie. I don't know if that ever came out or if that no, was a fan
it,
thing.
It was a fan made.
The one
was
that said it? Power Rangers are racist?
I don't know.
No,
Zordon's racist.
There was, yeah, like, that's what it was, yeah.
There was like people dying.
No, and, there
like,
was a guy that
it made was pretty a fan epic film. Looking.
And he made it, pitched it, and they're like, no, we can't do this. And they said, well, you know what? If you want, we'll let you put it on YouTube. But the whole movie's on YouTube. It's, and yeah, and it's badass. Like Power Rangers with guns.
See, they should let them do it. Look, if they could do Blood and Honey with Winnie the Pooh and Piglet, why can't they do Power Rangers?
Agreed.
Why can't they do Power Rangers, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you because, you know, I recently just picked up some Power Rangers comic books. They're actually, like, beating the shit out of the monsters. Not like, you know, how you see it in the television. They're, like, killing them. You know, it's like kind of mature.
So it's kind of like the original Voltron where they were literally killing.
It's like a team of Guyvers, if you know yeah. who Guyver is.
Oh, yeah. I remember Guyver. Yeah. I remember Guyver.
It's like team of, Mark Hamill, right?
Mark Hamill was in it, but it wasn't Mark Hamill in the suit. It was actually.
It was Mark Hamill.
He was not in the suit.
Yes.
He wants to believe. He wants to believe that he was in the suit.
Anime? Or?
No, in the live action movie.
Live action.
The live action was actually.
Mark Hamill.
It's not Mark Hamill. He's the cop. The guy in the Guyver suit.
Is Mark Hamill.
He's so versatile. He was also Wing Commander game.
Yeah, he was. He played the cop and Guyver.
No, Guyver was David Hayter.
What?
David Hayter. No, David.
Hayter.
David Hayter.
Yes, he's Snake. Solid Snake, who does the voice.
See? Look at this.
I don't know who that is. I don't know what Snake is.
Metal Gear Solid, right?
Is that when you grab your crotch?
Metal Gear Solid.
Solid Snake.
Yeah, no, it does not mean erect penis.
No, okay. All right.
Come on now. We got to keep this PG-13.
I can't.
We got to keep this PG-13 for the kids.
It's going to be X.
It means that now.
For excellent. It's going to be X for David Hayter, X-Men Kevin Hates.
David Hayter was actually an actor, and then he became a writer, producer.
And hired Mark Hamill to play the guy.
He wrote Watchmen. Okay, your favorite movie.
Mark Hamill?
Yeah. I'm looking it up.
Who Son of a bitch. He's very proficient.
Yes, he is.
He's very good.
You know, you can't be Luke Skywalker forever.
That's true.
But he's also the Joker. You.
He's a Joker?
No, if you saw all the things he had Mark to do Hamill? In the 90s.
Yes, he was.
Mark Hamill, I think Mark Hamill's like...
Some people do say he's the best Joker.
Well, dang it, it was
Mark Hamill. I believe he is.
You get that far down.
I said the Guyver was Mark Hamill.
Yeah. See?
In the first one?
Motherfucker. Boom.
So it must have been the second one that was
suck-a-ding-a-linga.
I don't suck.
Boom. I was right and you were wrong.
Boobies.
Kiss my butt. Hey, Big Sal, kiss my butt.
No.
Kiss my butt.
Don't do
this
that,
this is
sir.
What the podcast is reduced to.
Shots. Sensational one. Do you have a annoying and hateful character?
The most recent one to bother me was Little Child Princess Leia from the Obi-Wan show.
Oh.
But that's not in a comic book.
You don't like a little girl?
That's not in a comic book.
That's okay.
Has she
Big
been
Sal's wasn't in the comic
book. In a comic book yet?
They put her, I'm sure. Hmm. But, I mean, that story, it's coming. They're doing a Obi-Wan. They just listed it, the Obi-Wan show.
Hmm.
Another one?
No, there's a...
Comic
version.
Oh, the comic
based
book.
Based on the show.
Comic book adaptation.
Really?
Yeah.
So I guess in this case, she will be in the comic book.
Yeah.
So you did like the precocious, you like the precocious 10-year-old girl?
No, she was terrible.
Would you tell it to her face?
Yes.
Would you break her heart and make her cry and consider counseling?
If it gets her to act better, yes.
Wow. So you don't blame the writing or the direction for her performance?
Well, I guess the direction played a big role, coupled with the casting director.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she could blossom into a better actress. But that season, whew,
she could be the
fast forward through that bullshit.
She might grow up to be the Meryl Streeps of the mid 21st century. You never know.
She could be, but she won't be based off of how she's doing what she's doing right now.
Well, of course not, because it takes time to grow as a performer.
I don't know, dude.
In the year 2050,
just because you're a grower, not a shower.
What? What's that mean?
You don't know what that means?
No.
Well.
You see, means you might when be. Man loves a woman.
That's right. Right. Yeah,
okay. We got to start out with that.
Okay, okay.
But it gets a little more complicated.
So when a man and a woman cuddle together
What kind of a snake did you say?
Solid
snake. Well,
solid
it starts snake. Out with, yeah. You know, a flaccid snake.
Right.
That's what Donald's nickname would be.
Oh.
But, you know.
Yeah, really? Flaccid snake?
But, thanks. But you're going to your logic with her being too young to act. What about Christian Bale? What about Leonardo DiCaprio? They were super young when they were acting.
Look, not everyone. What about
Kevin McAllister?
Macaulay Culkin?
Same.
Look, not everyone comes out the gate that good. Sometimes it takes time. It takes maturation.
I keep telling people that about you. It takes.
Think about Brendan.
He's 44. When's it gonna happen?
Think about Brendan Fraser.
It's gonna be great when it does, guys.
Think about Brendan Fraser. Brendan Fraser. Who would ever thought the Encino Man, the guy in The Mummy, would become an Academy Award winning actor?
The whale.
Who would have thought Nicolas Cage was an Academy Award winning actor?
I would have thought that.
No, you would not.
Yes, I would.
Bullshit.
Based off of what?
If you'd have seen the last 35 films of his,
yeah, but
you'd have been like, this guy won an Academy
Superman.
Award.
Superman. He would have been the best Superman.
Would have been.
He
could
would.
Have been. Might still be.
Lois.
You never know.
I gotta go.
You know what? Like
city on fire.
After seeing Tim Burton, you know what I mean? Like what Tim Burton did with the first two. Yeah. I would have had full faith in him with that. I really would have.
Mm-hmm.
First two Batmans, you mean?
Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah.
You said the first two.
Well, everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Well, not like sure about that.
He didn't do any Supermans. Obviously.
It was in development. He was
definitely talking about Night Before Christmas, right?
Yeah, those two.
Yeah.
Talking about the two Beetlejuice movies.
Crackhead.
Two Beetlejuice movies, yes. The two Beetlejuice movies.
Yeah, Nick Cage Superman would have been
filming now.
The best Superman. He would have been epic.
He had a dope dope suit.
He had the passion for it.
Well, he named his son after him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kal-El. That's pretty fucking cool.
Would you name your son Kal-El if you had a chance?
Well, not now.
No. If
you it's too late.
If you know, if you had a chance to rename your sons, would you name him Kal-El?
No, he's snipped, man. He can't do it.
I could.
If he went back in time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait. He could. Right?
Go back in
you
time.
Did it wrong. Think about it. You name one son Jor-El.
You have to do it.
And you name the other son Kal-El.
Back in time.
Yeah.
Like
oh, you sound great. That's the best Cher
impression
I've ever heard. I'm trying to get us shut down.
I think so. Everybody, it is Cher. Shut it down. It's all over, guys. We get closed up.
Special guest appearance by Cher.
Hey, who knew?
Yeah.
Cher's here. Everybody.
By the way, Cheryl, her real name is like Sherilyn Sarkeesian.
Yeah, I know.
No, she's your sister?
No.
She's aunt, your aunt, mother. This is aunt.
No.
This is aunt.
She's your father.
Oh,
no.
I don't know.
Why don't you share with us the relation?
Yeah, what relation are you to her? You don't know.
We're from the same tribe.
The same tribe.
That sounded so haunting, bro.
I can hear it, your voice.
I just sound like that one creepy song, By the Window.
Oh, yeah.
Tiptoe through the
That's Tiny Tim, right?
Actually, he's like Paul Bearer, you know, yeah. The Undertaker from WWF.
Oh, Undertaker, oh, yes. That's because he saw my gig.
Boy, oh, boy. This show has gone way off the rails.
All right. Who's...
It's your turn, sir, again, for an annoying character.
Again? Okay, well, let's see here.
You can just throw one out. We don't have to go too far into it. You can just throw one out. Throw a couple names if you want.
Yeah, all right. There's
some people under the bus.
You know, I'm really not a huge fan. This may be controversial. I'm not a huge fan of Rocket Raccoon.
Wow, that is sacrilege.
Yeah.
Man,
you might as well say something bad about the talking tree that says I am Groot. Then
I like Groot.
You don't like pets.
You don't like pets?
Jeez.
Wow,
that's actually more offensive.
I just don't like the direction that they've taken him.
He's not a pet.
It's trash pandas.
Yeah, it's trash pandas.
Yeah, it's not my favorite one.
I bet you don't like Baby Yoda either.
It's not his name.
I know it's Grogu. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, sure.
Go-ger.
Grogu's cute.
Go-ger.
Whatever.
I hate yogurt.
Yogurt.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just biased because I see a lot of Scotty Young covers.
And you just hate him.
From that run, that Rocket Rick. And I'm not a Scotty Young fan.
You know, Scotty Young would slap you in the face for saying that about him.
Yes, he might.
I don't think he would.
I bet he has tiny hands.
He probably don't give a shit.
If every character draws,
he's too busy cashing them checks.
That's true. However, the man, I'm sure, has an ego like everybody. You know, if someone's insulting your work, you take it a little personal, would you?
Well, I would hope he would take it as constructive
criticism
and improve
upon
his own work.
You know who I don't hate, but I'm just tired of seeing in comic books? I don't hate him by any means. I'm just tired of him. It's Deadpool. I'm just tired of Deadpool.
It's oversaturation.
Yeah. I felt like he was just in everything. Like Wolverine was too.
Yeah, the '90s. Like the '90s had oversaturation.
I got
Punisher. They're like oversaturating those characters.
What happens when you get popular, you know what I mean?
Like, you know.
Harlequin. Harlequin's kind of oversaturated.
Yeah.
Oversaturated, yes.
But with Deadpool, speaking specifically about Deadpool, what you're talking about, nobody knows how to use him other than that one way. You know?
Well, that's...
Well, in Uncanny X-Force, he was used well.
Blame Joe Kelly for that.
Yeah, thanks for jumping the gun, Kevin. I was going to say that.
Yeah. She's Kevin.
That's my annoying character. Kevin.
Kevin.
You talk like a Karen.
Now, what if Cher said that?
Oh, Kent?
But wait. We got to first procure the first appearance of Kevin in comics. Or we're off topic.
Can we get that? Can we get
that? Yeah, sure. Anybody else have any annoying characters they want to throw out real quick?
I know. There's an appearance by Julio in the second issue of...
You know, right? Yeah.
There's an annoying character right there.
Yeah, he is, right?
This sounds like a really annoying, stupid character. Matter Eater Lad.
Oh, my God. Jarrett would hate you for that.
I know he would, but come on.
He loves Matter Eater Lad.
It's a silly concept.
Big Sean is going to hate you now for that. It's an amazing concept. Are you kidding me? He saved the universe multiple times because...
By eating it?
Because things he could eat. Wow. Other people... There was stuff that nobody could do anything with. Like, you know, impenetrable force or whatever.
So,
you know,
so basically, you can, like, eat a mother box, you know?
Yeah, you can eat a bag of dicks. You can...
What?
Yeah.
You could swallow a mother box.
You better hide your bag of dicks, Kevin, because he's coming for him.
Wow.
He works around the edges of the mother box first.
Wow.
The edges of the bag. Never mind.
Unbelievable.
All right. Well,
we apologize for this most disturbing.
Don't apologize for me, Kevin.
Podcast.
Anybody else, real quickly, want to throw a
Big Sal? Do you have a quick
punchline? For God's sakes! I know we talked about it earlier. Nobody said it. Punchline.
Yeah, you're right.
Punchline kind of sucks.
She does suck.
It was a piss poor attempt to recreate a Harley Quinn. It just didn't really work, especially since there's already a punch in Julie, right? Punch in Julie. Yeah. Why not just use this fucking character?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do you got to create punchline?
Just trying to cash in on the Harley Quinn oversaturation.
I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess so.
What do you out there think in podcast land?
Yeah.
Are we right? Are we wrong? Are we just plain stupid and insane? Leave comments.
Don't leave that open because people will.
Yeah. They'll be like, you guys are idiots. Well, I mean, that's probably true. But yeah, thank you for tuning in, guys. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Podbean.
Stitcher.
You name it. Yeah, we're on it. If you can't find us on a platform that you like to frequent, reach out to us on Twitter, on Instagram, or on Facebook under Rumblespoon Productions or The Real Short Box. And we will get on that podcast platform for you because that's how much we care. So thank you again to... Shant to Evan.
Ladies to Stiltman.
Kevin and Big Sal. Wow. I did not know that was a thing. Lady Stiltman, that sounds terrible.
God.
But, I guess, I don't know. That's a really bad name.
We're going to have to look.
We're going to go out on that. So thank you for tuning in, guys. If we don't see you out about anytime soon, perhaps we'll see you
at a ridiculous, sometimes annoying, but always passionate comic book shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.